And if you're not a teenager, you may not have heard of our next guest. But at 14 years old, he has 14 million followers on the app Musical.ly, 7 million followers on Instagram, and more than 2 million subscribers to his YouTube channel. And he's about to release his first EP called The Last Text and go out on his first world tour. He's been compared to Justin Bieber, who was also discovered online when he was barely in his teens. And his name is Jacob Sartorius. He joins us from New York. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Well, and take us back to the beginning of how this all started for you, because you've achieved something that a lot of people would love to do.
It started in my bedroom with making content. It started with musical theater, from performing every day. It really built kind of fast. I started in my bedroom with zero followers, and I grew it to something that I didn't expect with a lot of hard work, and I just have always wanted to be where I am right now.
Well, what was your first big hit online?
My first ever social media post was on Vine, and it was a message against bullying, because that was something that I faced when I went to school every day, just because I was interested in things that other people weren't. So I think that was really relatable, and it pretty much just blew up overnight.
And it was seen by how many people in the end?
Right now, I think it has like 16 million loops on Vine.
And why do you think that so many people were attracted to that?
I just think it's something that people face every day. I just wanted other people to know that they're not alone, because I faced it. I know what they've been through.
And when you say you faced it, what are you talking about there?
Well, I mean, with kids saying things to my face every day at school, I mean, I faced bullying from like 5th grade to 7th grade, and 7th grade was when it got like really bad. And then I had to leave school because of it, and I just had different interests than other kids, obviously, whether they're on the basketball team or the baseball team. Everybody has their own interests, and I was respectful to theirs, but they didn't really understand what I was trying to do. But yeah, I kind of just faced that every day.
So how do you go from that, a video on Vine about bullying, to lip-syncing videos on Musical.ly?
I started with musical theater, obviously. So music was always something that I was passionate about. And it went to something where I could actually make Musical.lys to songs that I enjoyed, whether it was on the radio or my own songs. It was really cool because I just got to vibe out with the music, which was really important to me. I think it's all just because I love music.
What do you think about being compared to Justin Bieber? A lot of people think you're the next Justin Bieber.
I think it's a big honor. I think it's kind of crazy, like in a good way, because I've looked up to him since I was a little kid and listening to all his music. He's a great artist, and people like that are the people that I look up to.
What have you learned from him?
He's just a great performer, great dance moves, great vocals. I've learned a lot from people like him and Shawn Mendes and Ed Sheeran and people like that. Those are just like people that I've always looked up to. I've learned a lot from Justin.
And what about being in the public eye? What have you learned from him about that? Because he's had his ups and downs. He obviously has been famous since he was young. And he, you know, sometimes has gotten in trouble with the public because of the things that he's done.
I think at the end of the day, we're all just human. And I think if you have so many people looking at you, you're bound to make mistakes. But the most important thing is to just be able to get back up and obviously just keep going. I mean, I think he's a super strong person for all that he's been through. Not any normal person can just put out new music and kill it on a world tour. So I give him like a lot of credit for
that. Have you ever been angry at anything that he's done?
I don't think so, no. I mean, I think everybody's done things that they regret. I've done things that I regret. I think other kids, I think we're all just human. I think that's the main thing.
Well, do you feel like you ever have to hold yourself back from doing what you would want to do because you're in the spotlight and a lot of people and a lot of young people in particular are watching you and watching what you're doing?
I don't think so. I think in a way it actually has helped me, because I know that I have people that look up to me every single day. I have people that look at my pages all day, look at my videos, look at my music videos. It's crazy because I just want to be the best influencer I can, be the best musician I can, and just make the best impact I can. So I try to uphold a certain standard. I just want to be as positive, and of course I'm going to make mistakes along the way, but the important thing is that I get back up and just keep fighting.
Well, we've heard about people like Taylor Swift, for example, who was, you know, early in her career, she was really followed by a lot of young girls in particular, and she didn't want to be ever photographed with a beer, for example, because she didn't want to set that example for those people. Now, you're only 14, so hopefully you wouldn't be photographed with a beer anyway, but do you ever have to do things like that to try to make sure that you're setting the right tone for your followers?
Not really. I try to just be as relatable as I can. I kind of just live my life, and now it's in the spotlight, which is really cool. It's different, because the first 13 years of my life has not been that way. There's a lot of adjustments, obviously, but yeah, it's really awesome.
One of the things that is difficult about social media is that the social networks come and go. They're not there forever. The ones that are popular might be popular now and then not popular tomorrow. How do you navigate that, especially with something like Vine that you used a lot and now it's gone?
I think the important thing, it should always come back to the music. I think music's here for the long term. I'm in the studio every day just working on upcoming projects like my new EP. And if we're talking about apps, I think people's interests come and go, like with the apps. So I think Vine was great for people that wanted to do comedy, people that wanted to do covers like Shawn Mendes. And I think Musical.ly is great for people that want to do covers also or just vibe out with some music. And I think it's really great for the music industry.
What's your favorite social media platform at this point?
I think it would have to be Snapchat or Instagram. Just because Snapchat, I can share little snippets of my life. And Instagram, I get to show little pictures of my life, which is pretty awesome.
And you've got a lot of people who love you online, but you've also got some haters out there who have, you know, how do you deal with that?
I mean, I just focus my energy. I feel like if you focus your energy on positive things, I think it's positive. So I know there's a lot of haters out there. And I mean, I just put my energy into the positive comments and I just read those because I have the loveliest fans.
So you're about to release your first album and you're about to go on tour.
Yeah.
What's on your mind when it comes to all of that?
Oh, excitement, I'd say. It's a big relief, actually, because this is something that I've always wanted to do. And I have some songs that I've put my heart into like crazy, like I've never done before. So it's just a whole new thing. And I'm just really excited for people to hear it.
And what's the message of the album?
I'd say it's really about finding that one person that you can just be with, whether you're a boy or a girl, works for either. And the thing that I hope people take away from it is that you can just listen to the music and forget about what you're doing, forget about what's wrong.
And are you writing the songs on your own?
I've been collaborating with a lot of producers, engineers, co-writing. I've just been lucky enough to work with some great, great people. People that I never thought I would be able to work with.
I just want to go back to this main theme here, which, you know, a lot of people maybe in our audience haven't heard of you, haven't seen you, but certainly there are now millions and millions of people who have. What are the challenges for you of being famous at a young age?
Well, if I go to the grocery store with my mom, which happens a lot.
You still go to the regular old grocery store with your mom?
Yeah, every day. if she's picking out some fruits, maybe somebody will notice me, which is really cool. And I take a picture, meet them, get to know them. I've met a lot of cool people the past like 6 months. And it's kind of, at times it can be a little bit of stress, a little bit of pressure to just be the best person I can. But I think my fans keep me grounded, my fans keep me humble, and I just I've been lucky enough to work with a great team.
Well, Jacob Sartorius, whose first EP, The Last Text, is going to be released this week on Friday. Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.